Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Hope that y'all enjoyed your holidays. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Time to get it on.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, we're so thankful for this great day that you have made. We've already made a decision to rejoice and to be glad in it. We thank you for our apostle. Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr., we thank you for the apostolic call that's upon his life, the rare anointing that's upon his life. We thank you that he's a real father. We thank you for his impartation, the things that he imparted to our lives so that we can live from them. We thank you that our lives are forever the better for being connected to him. We thank you for this school of ministry that you use to establish through him, to be a blessing to ministers around the world. So we thank you tonight for the precious Holy Spirit, who is really the true teacher and the greatest teacher of them all. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you be with our thoughts, in our minds, with our mouth. We can't do nothing without you, apart from you. So we just ask you to come up on us and speak through us tonight. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Of course, this class is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. All of you online and hopefully here, y'all should have received these definitions by email.
Yes, sir.
I think you can pull them out because I think it's important to have a working definition for these things that we have skipped over for years. You know, just because you read the word of wisdom don't mean you're going to get it. You know, amen. Last we talked, we 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, we begin to talk to you about the nine manifestations of the Spirit. But in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, let's read the first couple of verses because I want to rehearse some things before we go back into these definitions. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 12:1 say what?
Now concerning spiritual gifts.
Now concerning spiritual gifts.
Brethren.
Brethren, hold up. Those gifts are endowments. Amen. This is something that comes from the Holy Ghost. The gifts are not, you know, can I put it to you like this here? Like I give you a gift and you turn it on when you want? Huh? No, these gifts here are endowments that operate only as the Spirit wills.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's to keep us out of trouble.
Amen.
Because y'all know we get to think we working it.
Yes.
We going to work it, okay?
Yes.
All right. So now concerning what spiritual gifts, brethren,
I would not have you ignorant.
I would not have you ignorant. Now, it's important for us to understand. Remember, I told you that functioning in spiritual gifts is not based upon some type of spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because we found out earlier that Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, said, y'all are carnal. Y'all are babies. You own milk. You can't handle meat.
Mm-hmm.
Then he turned around and said, but yet y'all come behind and no spiritual gift. Which further leads to the fact that's why he was writing to the church at Corinth to correct these things.
Yes.
So that y'all functioning in these gifts, you know, you're not coming behind in them, but you need to know how to operate.
Right.
This is not a free for all. All right. So now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you to be what?
Ignorant.
Read.
You know that you were Gentiles.
You know that you were Gentiles.
Carried away unto these dumb idols.
You were carried away and led by these dumb idols.
Even as ye were led.
Even as you were led.
Wherefore I give you to understand.
Wherefore I give you to understand.
That no man speaking by the Spirit of God.
And that's the point of emphasis I wanted to make. No man speaking by the Spirit of God.
Call it Jesus accursed.
Now remember, we're talking about functioning in the gifts. Remember when we last left off, we went through the nine gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and special faith. This is how they're listed in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, special faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Now, I went through all of those and we said that they are all driven by what gift? Don't be afraid. Speak up. Prophecy. Because if you don't speak up, what are you learning? They all work by what?
Prophecy.
Meaning prophecy, we said, is what? A divine utterance. You're speaking on someone's behalf. So when we're talking about functioning in these gifts, we ain't talking about a free-for-all here. We're talking about speaking by the Spirit of God. Since they all work by prophecy, notice it's not a word of wisdom. It's the article, T-H-E, the word of wisdom. That means it's specific. You understand? God knows us by name. So it's a specific. It's the word of wisdom. It's the word of knowledge. Are you with me? All right. Now go on, finish reading what it says.
Wherefore I give you to understand.
Wherefore I give you to understand.
That no man speaking by the Spirit of God.
No man speaking by the Spirit of God.
Call it Jesus accursed.
Calls Jesus accursed.
And that no man can say.
And that no man can say.
That Jesus is the Lord.
That Jesus is the Lord.
But by the Holy Ghost.
But by the who? Holy Ghost. So once again, that takes us back to we're talking about a divine utterance here. I thank God for tongues.
Yes.
Speaking in tongues is a divine utterance. They were all filled, Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes.
So we know it's say supernatural.
Supernatural.
All right. It's supernatural. So we're talking about functioning here in the spirit world. Read.
Now there are diversities of gifts.
Now there are diversities of gifts.
But the same Spirit.
But it is the same Spirit.
And there are differences of administration.
And there are differences of administrations.
But the same Lord.
But it is the same Lord.
And there are diversities of operations.
And there are diversities of operations.
But it is the same God.
But it is the same God.
Which worketh all in all.
That works what?
All in all.
You know, I'm trying because I know many of you, we've talked about, you know, moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, but you have to take your time to keep going over things to give you a clear understanding.
Amen.
See, there are 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. They are called gifts of the Spirit. But these gifts, I mean, how many governments do we have?
One.
Right? One government, right?
Right.
But that one government don't function on its own. Oh, now, all right. I know I'm going to take some of y'all back to civics class, so I might as well go in on and help you. So you can understand, listen to this. So you can understand diversities of gifts, diversities of administrations, and diversities of operations. All gifts, but they come in gifts, administrations, and operations. I'm not talking about something different. And they all work by that one and self-same Spirit. Now, in civics, we learn we have one government, right? But how many branches? Mm-hmm. We have the executive branch. Go ahead, somebody say, I'm with you tonight, Reverend. We have the executive branch, and we have the what? We have the legislative branch. And we have the judicial branch. Isn't that something? So the president just can't operate because the president is a part of what? The executive branch. He's the one to make sure this thing is operating the way it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They make sure all of the laws that are written and passed and goes into law, they have to make sure they're enforced. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
They all work by the government.
Yes, sir.
They are a function of the government. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But you have I'll put it another way. They are not operating independently from one another. They are interdependent.
That's right.
They work as one.
Right.
Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all of these gifts work by that one and self same Spirit.
Yes, sir.
But they are administered. And then there's an operation. The operation is the inner working.
Mm-hmm.
The inner working. Amen.
Amen.
So I want you to understand that, because the next thing is desire spiritual gifts, not gift. Desire spiritual gifts. All right. Now, finish reading. It says, for what?
But the manifestation of the Spirit.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Hold on. It's given to how many men?
Every man.
How many men?
Every man.
Tell somebody and say this to yourself. Say, to me.
To me.
The manifestation of the Spirit of God
is
given to me.
Is given to me.
To profit
with all.
See, these gifts we talk about are to redeem people's life from destruction.
Yes, sir.
They're not for show. They have a function. When Jesus was functioning in the earth realm, he was constantly doing the will of the Father, redeeming people's lives from destruction, because, you know, you have to think along these lines. Jesus, number one, had the Spirit of God without measure, He had the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Are you with me now?
Yes,
without measure. It also talked about the Spirit of God coming up on him and remaining.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He had a strong prayer life.
Amen.
It is important not only to pray in the Spirit, but it is also to pray important to learn how to pray in the understanding also. Because the things that we learn in the Spirit got to go through the soul.
Yeah.
Thank God for Apostle.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can quote a bunch of stuff. You can talk a bunch of stuff. But our souls got to line up so we can start manifesting these gifts.
Amen.
Put it another way. Your soul will be involved.
Yes.
Now, see, I got to talk to, because, you know, a lot of people, like, listen, the spirit of prophecy be coming up on many people during the course of a service.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have nothing to push it out.
Wow.
Because they are afraid.
Yes,
fear.
Yes,
Spirit of God come up on. It's an unction to function.
Yes,
come up on you to say something.
Yes, uh-huh.
Now watch how your crazy mind is.
Right.
I told you your mind got to be involved.
Yes.
Now watch how your crazy mind works. How this going to sound?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. And God bless you if you have apostles sitting up there. Because I know you be saying, Lord Jesus, this better be a word from you. And it's good to have that reverential fear. Because that keep people from talking, yeah, yeah, thus say the Lord ain't say nothing. The Lord say, sit down. But I'm sharing this with now watch. But I'm trying to show you how your mind gets engaged. The Spirit of God come up on you. You know he telling you to go off and to say something.
Yes,
and you putting it on mute.
Yes,
now, we always talking about quenching the Spirit. Now, watch what I'm about to say. We always talking about quenching the Spirit, and we want to relate it to sin.
Come on.
Well, what's about quenching the Spirit when he come up on you, trying to get you to function, but you are moving in fear versus faith? It takes faith to prophesy. It takes faith to function in these gifts.
Yes, sir.
There's a confidence you have to have. This ain't coming from me. I'm not up here for show.
Yes,
God wants to edify his church, and he put these gifts up in there to make some stuff happen.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what does the next verse say?
For to one is
That's
given.
That's what I wanted to get. For to one is given.
For
to one is given. As I said before, that's what gives us the impression we're supposed to get one.
Right.
To one is given.
Right.
By the Spirit.
The word of wisdom. To another.
The word of knowledge.
By the same Spirit.
To another. Faith.
By the same.
Now, see, the Holy Ghost, because I meditate this stuff, got to come here and talk to you. Now, listen, whenever you see the word by in the Bible, B-Y.
Yes, sir.
By the Holy Spirit, by, he's the agent.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's the one that's carrying it out.
Amen.
All right, y'all ready for this?
Yes.
John truly baptized with water.
Yeah.
John was the agent doing the baptizing.
Yeah.
But he that cometh after me is preferred before me because he was before me. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So it is the agent of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
That's right.
When the Bible says, for by one Spirit are you all immersed into the body of Christ. The agent of that baptism is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you go down in water, it's either the preacher or the deacon or somebody. They are the agent. So whenever you hear the Bible say you're saved by faith, that means faith is the agent. But it must also be understood that when it says by faith, it's not talking about your faith. It is talking about the faith of the Son of God. Oh, come on now. When the Bible says you're saved by grace, grace is the agent. But that's grace personified. That's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. For the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So all of these work by. That's why I keep putting the emphasis on by. To the word of wisdom, by the Spirit. By the same Spirit. By the same Spirit. Why? Because he wants you to know this is not the work of another spirit. Everything in 1 Corinthians 12, 13, 14, these are manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And Paul is pulling out this apostolic wisdom to help us to function, because really functioning in the gifts is an everyday thing with God.
Amen.
And I believe when we begin to function more in the gifts, we're going to see more people come to the church. All right. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Jesus healed a lot of folk who wasn't saved,
that's right.
But they got saved.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When they saw the miracles
yes,
which he did.
Yes,
that, well, what make you think Jesus worked miracles on his own? Why you got this down here? Working of miracles,
right.
Gifts of healing.
Uh-huh.
That just goes to show you everything that Jesus was doing. Watch this now. Was by the Holy Ghost. But the Father was the one behind it all.
Right.
That's why Jesus himself said, it is not me that do the work. It is my Father in me. He's doing the work. He showed me what to do. Then he did it through me.
Yeah.
Well, if God is telling us what to do and showing us what to do, he cannot do that apart from the Holy Spirit. When the Bible says God reveals something to you, it is revealed to you by the Spirit. He is the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation. He is the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation. So when you think about the word of wisdom, it's got to be connected to the Holy Spirit. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, and you know, and then it gets down to, I believe, verse 11. We don't have to go through all that again. They say, these all what?
Worketh.
These all worketh.
That one and the self same Spirit.
That one and the self same Spirit.
Dividing to every man.
Dividing to every man.
Severally as he wills.
Severally as he wills. Okay. Now, let's quickly. The word of wisdom.
The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation.
It's a supernatural revelation
by the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
Concerning the divine purpose.
Concerning God's divine purpose.
In the mind and will of God.
His divine purpose in his mind and his will.
Amen.
Read.
God reveals his purpose.
God reveals. There it is again. God reveals. So whenever you see God reveals, pay attention in class. He reveals everything by his Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is the revelator.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
So when it say God reveals, it's talking about when. All right. It's one thing to say God reveals. How does God do it? By his Spirit.
By his Spirit.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, read.
God reveals his purpose.
God reveals his purpose.
And plans.
And plans.
For the future.
For the future.
Through the word of wisdom.
Through the word of wisdom. For the what?
Future.
For the what?
Future.
Through the word of wisdom. Now watch this. God knows the end from the beginning. Now I'm about to connect two things for you. God knows the end from the beginning. So even when there is a word of wisdom, which is revealing to you God's future plans, huh?
Yes, sir.
For you,
yes,
is still a fact in his mind.
That's right. That's right.
Ain't no sense. I see people always want to separate everything. Yeah. It's a fact in his mind. Whatever is in God's mind is a fact.
Wow.
All right, y'all want an example? Huh? Here's Saul, who later became Paul, who later wrote over half the New Testament. Here he is persecuting the church. He got letters. He binding everybody up. He going to put you in jail. Kill you if he have to. That's how serious he was about the law of Moses and doing things the right way. Well, here comes the Lord Jesus Christ and appeared to him on the road to Damascus. You read it. I don't have time to read all that. All right. Now watch what it says. The Bible says Jesus appeared to him in the way. And Jesus revealed himself to him. And then Jesus told him these words. Now watch this. I'm going to show you what great things you must suffer for my name's sake. You around here making everybody else suffer. Welcome to your ministry. I'm going to show you what great things you got to suffer for my name's sake. And God all along the way would use prophets. The prophet Agabus. Y'all remember that? Huh? When the word of the Lord came to him saying, whoever this girdle belonged to. Huh? Huh? Whoever this girdle belonged. Hello. Hello. Whoever this girdle belonged to.
Yeah.
Them folk on bind you just like you get bound with this. You go up to Jerusalem if you want to. But when you get there, they're going to bind you up.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me. And I often wonder to myself, why didn't Paul get that information and say, man, I'm not going to Jerusalem. I'm going to go next year. No, think about it. If the gift revealed to him what was lying ahead for him, what drove him to go to the mission where he said, I'm not only willing to live for Christ, but I'm willing to die for him.
Yeah.
I believe it's because the Lord Jesus appeared to him and said, I'm going to show you what great things you must suffer for my name's sake. And that was the anchor to who he was. He know I'm called. That's why he was shipwrecked. He was stoned. He was left for dead a couple. He was whipped. Come on, talk to me. You can't carry out ministry unless the Holy Spirit is ministering to you. Y'all got it? And that's Agabus, the prophet, working with the gifts.
Yeah.
All right. Read.
A word of wisdom.
A word of wisdom
will give you the ability.
Will give you the ability
to be able to properly apply.
To be able to properly apply
the knowledge that you may already have.
Now we're not talking about a natural knowledge. The knowledge you already have is natural. The Holy Spirit's wisdom to use it is supernatural, because he's going to reveal something to you that you can't possibly think of yourself. That's why everything we're talking about is supernatural. None of the stuff I'm talking about is functioning from our natural ability, how smart we are, how much education we have. It has nothing to do with that. We're talking about functioning by the Spirit. Okay, move. We got to get far here. Roll.
Next
one. Yeah. Read the next definition. What did it say?
The Holy Spirit
takes a nugget of Christ's wisdom
and makes it known to a believer.
Do y'all know Christ is the wisdom of God?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that it was the wisdom of God that defeated Satan?
Yes, sir.
I said it was the wisdom of God that defeated Satan.
Yes, sir.
And it is the wisdom of God that will bring this world to naught.
That's right.
It is the wisdom of God that take the foolish things of the world and confound the wise, the naturally gifted folk, the folk with all their intellect. That's why God do stuff to blow your intellectual mind. That's why sometimes medical doctors, it is so hard for them because they study so much science. God is beyond science. That's why they come up with things like it's impossible.
Come on.
It can't be impossible. Not if it's God.
Not if it's God.
And listen to what I'm about to tell you. These gifts of the Spirit kick in and they can resolve any issue. The leper got cleansed.
Yes, sir.
The dead was raised. See, it doesn't matter. That wasn't when Jesus was raising the dead, baby. That just wasn't Jesus on a whim. He heard from heaven.
Yes, sir.
All right. Go to the word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge.
The word of knowledge
is the supernatural revelation.
Is the supernatural revelation
by the Holy Spirit.
Certain facts in the mind of God. I don't care what the teacher told me before. I'm not praying to get what the last man got.
Yes, sir.
Certain facts in the mind of God.
Yes, sir.
So if God knows what I'm going to be doing in the future,
yes,
it's still a fact in his mind.
Yes.
Read the Bible.
It's simply the Holy Spirit.
I'm not the Bible. I'm sorry, the definition. Y'all know people get on me because I'm always saying, read. I'm just a Kojic boy. All right? Okay.
It's simply the Holy Spirit.
It is simply the Holy Spirit.
Transmitting his specific knowledge.
The Holy Spirit, notice what it said, transmitting his specific knowledge. Now, come on, y'all got to know something about the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit know all things, yea, the deep things of God. And now watch this. Now, come on. I don't want you to just listen to you get that part, you get excited about the Holy Spirit. But this is the part you ought to get excited about. He takes what he knows and reveals it unto you.
That's good. Yes, sir.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things. It is the Holy Spirit that reveal the substance of the things.
Yes, sir.
So if you won't know what things God hath already prepared for you, get with your partner.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit. He knows our route out. You might be in a condition for 40. You might be like, see, I'm talking about these gifts of the Spirit. When Jesus walked up there and that man was at the pool, Bethesda, and the Bible says Jesus perceived that he had been there for a long time.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Turned out he was there for 38 years. Waiting for the troubling of the water. For some angel to show up to trouble a water so he can get a miracle. But the gifts of healing and the working of miracles and special faith and prophecy and the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge and discerning of spirits and diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues showed up. Now you say, well, why you say all of those, Dr. Walker? Because when Jesus showed up, they all nine are available. And the only one he need to manifest is the one that's needed to get you up.
Yes, sir.
And in case y'all think they work all along, Peter and John went to the gate called Beautiful. And there was a lamb man who sat there begging. Come on, talk to me. And the Bible says this day, Peter looked at him and said, silver and gold have we none. Okay, put a peg there. Because you know somebody going to run off talking about Peter and them didn't have no silver and gold. Well, that's impossible. Because before Jesus sent them out two by two, he said, don't take no gold or silver with you. Now, that would be a dumb statement for God to tell me to take something but that I don't got. I'm not trying to be English correct here. I'm trying to show you. Why would God tell me don't put no gold in my purse? Don't put no silver. Don't take two coats. I mean, he telling me everything not to take. So if he telling me what not to take, it must mean I got it to take. Shundai, hook him aside. Oh, mama, my knee hurt. I'm trying to help somebody.
You help him.
Nah.
That's it.
Now, come on. I'm trying to show you how these gifts work.
Yes, sir.
So when Peter and them say, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give we unto you. Notice he didn't say, look on me. He said, look on us.
We.
look on us. Yes. Not only did they look on them, they had some stuff working for them.
Yes, sir.
They perceived. Uh-huh. Oh, y'all don't like that. Yeah. They perceived. Yeah. He had the faith to get up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't know why. This is gifts of the Spirit and manifestation.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit revealing
yeah.
that this man have the faith. Now watch this. Mm. All right. See, some of y'all like to play. But let me help y'all, because everybody won't act like functioning in the gifts of the Spirit. You know, your mind not involved and you don't have to go through no process. You go to the hospital. Somebody got a tube up this nose, a tube up that nose. They mouth wide open. All this kind of stuff going on. God done sent you there to get them up. You got the nurse and the doctor in the room. The Lord telling you to say certain things. You're not going to say them because you're afraid of what the doctor going to think about what you're saying. That's why I believe a element of special faith. Read the definition of special faith so I can take y'all here. Special faith is a supernatural endowment.
By the Spirit. Whereby that which is uttered or desired by man, or spoken by God,
shall eventually come to pass.
To be firmly persuaded.
Watch this. He preaching now, ain't he? he said, Reverend, I'm just, he said his definition of jumped in me. Watch this. Now, come on, listen. To be firmly persuaded
of God's power and promises to accomplish his will. And purpose. And to display such a confidence in him.
You know what that is? That's knowing what's going to happen before it happens.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here y'all go again. Y'all, no. See, I want y'all to understand all of these examples that I'm giving you is showing you how these gifts work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus comes to Bethany. His friend Lazarus, he already know is dead.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Y'all done read it too many times. I don't have time to read all this. They sent for Jesus. Jesus had took a 3-day journey walking. Went away from Lazarus. I want y'all to know that wasn't a coincidence.
All right.
Oh, yes, sir.
No, you didn't hear what I said. That wasn't a coincidence. Jesus told him, I'm glad for your sake I wasn't there.
Come on. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You won't know why? Uh-huh. That's why he left.
Uh-huh.
Then to show you how serious he was, he stayed an extra day.
Yeah.
They sent for him and said, your friend Lazarus is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the words of Jesus. The sickness is not unto death. Talk to me. Later on, they come back to Jesus and Jesus say, our friend Lazarus sleepeth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wasn't there. How he know?
That's right. Who told him?
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But not only did he tell him he was sleeping, he said, I'm sending you to get him up.
Yeah.
Because you are the resurrection. You are the life.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to go on the third day because his body not going back to the grave yet.
Yes, sir.
See, you had to get up on the third day so your body can't see no corruption.
Right.
Neither any bone be broken in your body.
Right.
You're listening to me.
Yes, sir.
But Lazarus got to be in that grave 4 days.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm about to send you to raise him up.
Yeah.
When Jesus walks into the place, hello somebody, and just for all of the spiritual people who don't read their Bible, when the Bible says that Jesus groaned in spirit, the Holy Spirit, when you're speaking in tongues, will cause you to groan and hello.
Yes, sir.
Speaking in tongues, Jesus spoke in tongues. I don't care what nobody say. I have the same Holy Spirit. And if he had the fullness of him, and I have a measure of him, and I speak in tongues, it don't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure out. Paul said, I prayed in praying tongues more than all of you. So Jesus gets there and they complaining about Lazarus dead. And then watch the words they would use. We know if you were here, he wouldn't be in this condition. Jesus said, you're right. No, yeah, you're right. That's my dog. It ain't going down on my watch. No, y'all don't understand. When people have power with God,
come on.
They ain't gonna let something go down on their watch. I believe the day cometh and now is where we not gonna be putting off why stuff ain't happening for people. These gifts are gonna go into manifestation. We're gonna have such a demand on God. Hold up.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to say something. We always want to connect somebody's faith to being healed. Jesus didn't pay attention if you had it or didn't have it. Jesus did his thing. See, we try to make everything the same case.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
The man that Jesus, that man that was at that pool, when Jesus asked him, did he want to get healed? That man started complaining about who wasn't there to put him in the pool. I don't have nobody roll me in the pool. The Bible ain't say nobody had faith to be healed. He had room to complain about why he wasn't the first one getting in the pool. Jesus said, you don't even answer the question, but I'm not here to deal with that. My mission is to raise you up. Take up your bed and walk.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. That supernatural words with supernatural power that came from the Holy Ghost and they contained everything in them to get him up.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here goes Jesus. He gets to the gravesite and they talking about you're going to get him up at the last day. Well, that's what they were taught. The resurrection don't happen till the last day. Jesus said that's true, except for when the resurrection and the life show up.
Right here with you.
So now I come to demonstrate to you, I am the resurrection. I am the life. And so notice how things work. Nothing was working until he said something.
Amen.
Nothing was working until he said something. Martha, y'all watch that clock back there. Martha was saying, well, you know, Lord, I believe you the Christ. Now, notice she never answered the question. Go check it out. You believe I can raise your brother up? I believe you are the Christ. I believe you are the Son of the living God. And I believe you're going to get him up at the last day. That's because Martha was too busy serving frying chicken and potato salad and all that stuff you had for Thanksgiving. While Mary, on the other hand, was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And when Martha was complaining about what Mary was doing, Jesus said, leave her alone because the one necessary thing, she at my feet.
Right.
Now, notice nothing didn't happen till Jesus called for Mary.
Yes, sir.
Now Jesus said, okay, now where the grave at? I'm played around here too much. Now watch what they say. Jesus wept.
Right.
He's so sorry for Lazarus who died. That's ignorance. If I know I'm about to get you up, I ain't got a tear in my eye. But I might be just a little sad because all the unbelief that's around me. I done worked all of these miracles. I turned water into wine. I caused the tree to dry up from the root. I caused the water to stop. I caused the wind to cease. I stopped the funeral where the little boy was. He and his mother. It was her only son. She was a widow. That's all she had. Jesus stopped the whole funeral, huh? 4 seconds. I got 4 seconds. That's enough.